Order up.
All right, boys and girls, it is time for us to order up.
Order up, order up.
This week, we're going in a little bit of a different direction. We are ordering up the top five sporting events of all time that we would have liked to have attended if we had a time machine and a ticket. From 5 to 1, what do you got, D?
All right, don't look at me as a homer. But at number 5, I am putting in the 2017 Super Bowl, Patriots versus Falcons. Falcons blew a 28-3 lead in the third quarter to lose to Tom Brady and the Patriots. I definitely would have wanted to be there the entire game to witness that comeback firsthand. Number 4, I'm going with the Miracle on Ice. I believe this was in Lake Placid, New York, upstate New York. USA versus the Soviet Union during the medal round of the 1980 Winter Olympics. I mean, do you believe in miracles? To watch that, see that, a lot of American pride there would have been awesome. All right, number 3 is kind of fun. I would like to have gone to the Game 3 of the 1932 World Series between the New York Yankees and the Chicago Cubs at Wrigley Field. This is the game where Babe Ruth allegedly called his shot. So I'd like to see if he really did. There's disputes that say he wasn't calling his shot. He was pointing at people that were heckling him, and it would have been cool to be there and see what was what. So number 2, I mean, this is a sporting event. I'm going with the Rumble in the Jungle. I'm going with Muhammad Ali versus George Foreman in Africa. And it was Foreman's first loss. So that's number 2 for me. And number 1 is going to be, surprisingly, it's another boxing event. I'm going with Ali Frazier 1, March 8th, 1971, Madison Square Garden. Both fighters came into the fight undefeated. Frazier gave Ali his first loss in unanimous decision. Z, what do you got?
Those are all great choices.
Did we cross over at all?
We have one.
Oh, I think I know which one it is.
I believe you do as well. But I'm definitely going more New York-centric. I'm going to start with Super Bowl 46. Super Bowl 46. You know that one. The undefeated Patriots going in against the Giants. Yeah, that's a good one to watch.
I don't remember that one too well.
You know, seeing
Tom get a ring in that one or no?
No, they did not. Unfortunately, just shy, just couldn't get it done. You know, the hubris of we're going to only score 17 points. Yeah. Number 4, Game 6 of the 86 World Series. And if I can just quantum leap to one moment, I would quantum leap to the 9th inning. Right? It's like, 2 outs, and it just starts going. It starts going and starts going. And it just, if you've seen the Mets documentaries, the players saying, fuck, I'm not going to be the last out. I'm not going to be the last out. And you just see it happening. And you see the Red Sox unraveling in real time. And then the ball goes through Buckner's legs. That's a moment that I would definitely like to have been there to see. Number 3, I'm going to have to go with the shot heard around the world, right? You're looking at October 3rd, 1951, playoff game, Dodgers-Giants, Ralph Branca, Bobby Thompson. Were there sign stealing going on?
Possibly.
Did they flash a light with the telescope? Did they raise the blinds in center field? Like, I would like to know. Inquiring minds want to know. But just to feel that atmosphere, right? It's a play-in game. It's a winner-go-home. And it's all because Ralph Branca only took the mound because I believe it was him and Carl Hubbell in the bullpen, and Carl Hubbell bounced the curveball when he was warming him up. When he was warming up. And Leo DeRocher's like, fuck! You're in. I can't move my arm. I don't care. You know, Branca and Bobby Thompson are inextricably intertwined in baseball history. Number two, Game 7, 1994, Rangers, Canucks. When it happened and the 54-year curse is broken, I would have liked to have been there for that because it is such an amazing moment in Rangers history, one that has not been replicated since and may not be replicated for a very long time. At this point, we're almost at 30 years, right? It was 54 when they broke it. We're at 30 already. So it's a special moment. This one
will last a lifetime, right?
This one will have to last a lifetime. Yeah, exactly. Sam Rosen, this one will last a lifetime. It's, you know, it holds a special place in my heart because I lost my great aunt the week before. So, like, that is something that, like, united a family in the grieving process. So that's a pretty cool moment. I wish I could have been there in the garden in person. But you already touched on it. Number one for me is the Miracle on Ice. Like, you have the geopolitical nature of it, right? You have the sports nature of it. You have U.S., Russia. You have this Russian juggernaut of pros against this ragtag group of college kids. Like, that's a Disney movie. That's a Disney movie before they made it into a Disney movie.
Literally.
It's literally a Disney movie before they did it. And to pull it off, like, that's the stuff that dreams are made of. That's the stuff that movies are written about. So for me, it's definitely a special time. And, you know, it's one that we can go back to and we can have a little bit of pride because, you know, as a country, like, we were the underdog. We don't get that feeling very often. We don't get to be the underdog a lot on the geopolitical stage. But for that moment in that time, we were the underdog and we were the plucky guys that could. That's pretty cool. If you want to get on the action, we want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast. Drop us a DM on Twitter at faderoutednz. Comment on our YouTube channel, The Fade Route with DNZ. Questions, comments, picks, segment suggestions, you name it, we want to hear from you. Get at us in, crowd.